So within these stories we realize that the problem is in here. Here and here I have two parts. This is the brain, the place of logic, understanding, and all that belongs to animal, because all the animals, they have it. Me as well, okay. And that logic doesn't start with me. Logic starts with what? Before you, logic didn't exist, you remember that. You should be old enough. If you were 2,000 years old, you remember before Socrates there was no logic. But that's your logic. Logic starts with? With life. Creation of life. Life comes here with a logic, simple one. There is me. So there is an illusion of separation and independence with the living creature. And this me should control what comes in, what goes out. What I need is food, and what I don't need, I throw out. I should understand the environment and cope with it. You see where the logic is? In the first living creature. All the living creatures are logical. The only logical one is us. Because we know the illogic. We understand it. Namely, yes, you. Namely, what is that? It's illogical and you understand it.
It's illogical and I understand it?
You even enjoy it, yes. Every human being will do it. And no animal will do it. It's a joke.
Laughter,
joke. We joke. We say something illogical, non-existence, blah, 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 blah. And we laugh and we enjoy it. Because we know beyond the logic. No logical stuff, because we know non-existence here. We go to that. Now, let's come back to the final story. Final story is, okay, now, what should we do? First of all, there is somebody here, the king. This logic is a woman. The other part is a man. Beyond the logic, right? And they fight each other. And if they go on for that, what will happen? What will happen if they go on like that? You will have a miserable life. That's what it is. Because two parts of you are fighting each other. Never-ending fighting, because one of them is logically looking at the reality of your life, what you need, and comparing you with the others and all that, the lady, right? Without it, there is no hope. The man doesn't have this kind of interest. He's silly, thinking about something else. So they fight. The loser will be you. He said, okay, there is a way. Like that Hakim, who resolved the problem of his handmaiden and the goldsmith, here it could be solved. But before solving it, there are things that you should understand. He stopped the story of this man and a woman and went to say something else. After they fought each other, Romeo started to say, listen, now they make peace. Okay? They make peace like this. The man should tell the woman that, shut up or you will be divorced. The woman will change its attitude. What was the change in the woman? Will realize that everything is not for me, it's for you, for the husband. Will realize the priority of the other side. That's what happened for the woman, right? Right after that, the man changed. Because these are two parts that you cannot change one without changing the other. When this one changed, he said, okay, as you say, do whatever you please, do not divorce me. Do not throw me out. then that kind of logic is appreciable. The only problem with the basic logic is dictatorship. This one dictates. How does it dictate to you? Talking. You call it thinking. This one is talking and leading you no matter where. Even the places that doesn't understand will do something because she's the boss. If she's not the boss, she thinks that she doesn't exist. Okay, and that is the trick. Because when she doesn't exist, what will happen? Life is so good.
Yes.
When you sleep, this lady doesn't exist. Life is good. Everything is good. There is you experiencing another dimension and repairing all the physical problems, isn't it? So we know that her absentee is good, but not always. We want to put the limitation. She should understand that I am the boss and she is a part of me. Your logic, your brain should understand that it's a part of you. Then it's okay. You could trust that logic. But wait a moment. We know that they are going to be good. But before that, Rumi said, first of all, let me tell you something about something else which is relevant to this. There is this thing which is coming from above. This kind of information, there is this information you should be very careful about. What was that? The information is in Arabic. It's
Innahunna yaqlibanna al-aqil wa yaqlibanna al-jahil.
Oh, yeah, I remember that, yeah.
Rumi will put it in Arabic. In Persian, will say, let me clarify some information here for you. And the title is in Arabic, means that looks like Quranic verses. And it was what? If you forget that, forget the rest of the book. Because you will be misled. What was the content of that? Short paragraph. Because you cry better than anyone when you don't know it. It was a short paragraph. And in that short paragraph, a couple of verses said, remember, you are that black and whitey stuff, huh? Here, black is bad, white is bad. There is something in between. Because I'm talking about these two parts. One is logic, the other one is ego, self. One is the brain, one is heart. And when I say these two are fighting, which side are you? Between the brain and the heart? Who is she, according to this? This is something that will hurt all the Sufis. Neither of these should put the other one down. These are two parts of you. If you take the part of the heart and you put down the logic, you are ignorant. This is idiocy. The opposite is the same. That's the problem with the logic. Logic believes in black and white. Subject we're talking, if you reduce it to black and white, you ruined everything. It's not black and white. That's why we tell the stories only. That's why we choose poetic language. That's why we try to use the semantism, play with the words to provoke the imagination. Because this is something in imagination, not the memory, not the wisdom. This path does not require you being intelligent. Not that intelligence is bad.